General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 184 of the General Failure Podcast, the week of June 19, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, we turn over a new leaf. Happy birthday to us, and what the fuck, Rook? I'm Dom, and I got with me TJ.
I remember that.
You get that reference.
Yes, I do.
And Lauren's with us this week.
Yeah.
Who's she?
That lady. You remember that lady?
No.
She was the one with the things.
I've never met anybody named Lauren.
I hope she doesn't have the things.
She got two of them, like Nightcrawler.
All right. Surprise. Gross. Weddings.
Yep. So let's start off our episode like we always do.
Wait.
Yes, you have two dicks.
I gotta say something funny.
Okay.
I have to tell you a joke that I made today.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Just because TJ said surprise weddings, there was someone's... Someone's last name was Hyman, and I said, "Ha, that was my maiden name." And then I married Dom, and that's when I lost my I lost the Hyman.
It's one of those jokes that might have been funny had you said it.
Not taking 12 minutes.
So. Said it goodly.
Yeah, you said it goodly.
All right. Yes.
No, it's great.
Said it goodly.
It was pretty funny.
Okay, so anyway, let's start off this episode with a little bit of what are you playing. So I've got a few things on the list here. First, I watched, actually Lauren watched with me, so I guess she can talk about it too, on Netflix, a show called Historical Roasts.
Yeah.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah,
sure.
Guess what it is, TJ. It's,
you talk about historical events, but you shit all over them.
No, you're stupid. Oh. You know the show, you know how everybody likes the Great British Bake Off now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's
okay,
like,
so
I know where you're going with this.
So there's this one where the royal family hosts it, and they have contestants come on the show, and they have to follow historical recipes, and they all have to do a different type of roast. So it's like a pot roast or a pig roast or a roast chicken.
The English are very into roasts.
The beef Wellington one.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, but and then you have to decorate it with mashed potatoes as frosting.
That sounds so good.
First of all, I know, right?
Yeah, this joke is
and you gotta
me
make it like look like a historical scene for out of history. And then they're like historical roasts.
Yeah. So what the winner did was they made a beef Wellington and they just splattered mashed potatoes all over it, and it was the Bill Clinton Monica Lewinsky scandal.
That's really gross. That's yucky.
So now you can guess what it is. What did you say?
Semen?
It was, you're just like Semen, talking about...
Semens?
The historical events and shitting
on
all of them.
That's actually kind of close.
Okay.
So...
I was for sure, I thought that was the real thing.
No, not
about.
Even at all.
Was that like...
That sounded at all real?
honestly, I mean, the cooking shows that are on now,
yeah,
yes, it did.
You'd be shocked what they passed for. They had a fucking barbecue one on food. I actually watched
actually,
that shit out of that
didn't
one.
We watch that Spooky Eats show that was really terrible?
What the fuck
I don't remember
are
what,
you
it
talking?
Wasn't called Spooky Eats.
Oh,
yeah, see,
with the
that.
Girl where it was like scripted. Yeah, that was weird.
It was really bad.
But people were like,
ones.
I
so
love
bad.
It. But I don't know. It was weird. There were puppets. But no, actually, the idea of having a cooking contest type show where you do have to follow. It's kind of like, you know that show Nailed It, where they have to basically follow like a Pinterest thing.
Yep.
But
it's all
following
Pinterest
like
fail and it's called ah fuck.
No. But doing like historical, like old, following old recipe documents
and
because
doing it, like
things,
their way.
Yeah. Like I'm gonna like, make soda 10 pounds of cocaine. All right.
No, I'm being serious. I'm not making a joke. That sounds like a cool idea.
I would.
You should pitch it to Netflix.
Well, because I watched someone one time follow like a 1700s or 1800s like hair tutorial that was like written down, and it's just like he couldn't even like read the English because the words just don't exist anymore. And he's like, what the fuck does this mean?
Like, you can't use like ovens, you can't use like, you know electric stirs and stuff.
I think like it's okay to like use other stuff, but like essentially, but to be able to follow it, I don't know. I just think it's I think that would be fun.
Any of that electric stuff.
No, like, that would take way too long. Bacon, you gotta still be able to make it in 30 minutes.
On Food Network, so they can make throw it in 30 the minutes. Of the woods and shit. All
so right.
Anyway, what historical roast actually is it's Jeff Ross from the Comedy Central roasts. And they are Comedy Central roasts.
Oh, he's the guy that's still alive. Yeah, it's the other one.
Greg Giraldo's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, shockingly, Jeff Ross was not able to do this from the afterlife. Yeah.
So they're comedy. They're Comedy Central roasts, but of historical figures.
Oh, historical figures.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the first,
I thought it was like a drunk history kind of thing.
It kind of is. It's like a little bit. Of, like a mix of drunk history with Comedy Central roasts.
Just let him explain it.
The first episode was Abe Lincoln, and they have people playing these characters on the stage. So Bob Saget is Abe Lincoln sitting in the chair.
You know what? That's good casting.
Right. And John Stamos is John Wilkes Booth. And like they have all
of
the
Full House.
Well, no, I mean, they had somebody playing Harriet Tubman, and then somebody who played, who's the third person?
I don't remember.
Black people in Full House?
They had somebody played, they did also have a special guest of someone playing Frederick Douglass. And I think what's her name? His wife. Mary Todd Lincoln?
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? That drunk bitch.
Oh, I don't know. She's from another period. That's what I know her from.
I was like, no, Dom. It was a character. She was playing Mary Todd Lincoln.
That lady playing Mary Todd Lincoln was the character from another period. So anyway.
But she's friends with Ricky and what's her name?
Yeah, I don't know who this character, I don't know her, the actress, so you're not gonna remind me of who she is by telling me who you know her from.
But you always know.
I don't this time. So anyway, the first episode was Abe Lincoln, and it's basically just roasting Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
And it's exactly like a Comedy Central roast, but just centered around those historical figures.
Yeah.
And the first episode was pretty funny.
I laughed a lot.
I enjoyed it.
So did the Trump one get like too real?
There's no Trump one.
Well, when they did the original Comedy Central roast, did that one get like too real?
Probably.
And they look back.
Probably.
And they were like, we can't do these anymore.
Yeah. So there's six episodes, and each of them are a little bit different. They're not necessarily all historical figures. I think the second episode might have been Freddie Mercury.
Is a historical figure at this point.
A historical figure,
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, it's very
it's
recent,
been like,
but
no, it's been like 50 years.
No, he doesn't.
It's been like 40 years.
I was born in the 80s.
It's been like 30 years.
As was this guy over here.
It's been like
born
30
in
years.
The 80s.
Yes.
He died in the 80s.
Right, so that was 30 years ago. 30 regardless years, of if someone was born or dead, it's 30
years
ago.
Yeah, but his career was like, whatever.
Yeah, his career was in the 70s and stuff, so that was 40 years ago.
70s
anyway,
and 80s, so like 35, 40 years. Look, we're all right, okay? Stop fucking getting on my asshole on this.
So they had
God.
Seth Green playing David Bowie.
That was great.
They had, what the hell is her name? Nikki
Minaj? Some skinny white
Minaj.
Bitch played Kurt Cobain.
Nikki somebody played Kurt Cobain. So fucking funny.
Nikki Sticks?
Yep. No, it was a woman.
No. Who's
Sticks is a man.
Who is the third person?
I don't remember who the third person. I can't just go rattle off every character from
every episode. I don't know.
You
have such a good memory for people.
And that was really fucking funny. Especially, they made a ton of Kurt Cobain jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And
they were
fucking hilarious.
They made a lot of jokes about Freddie Mercury's teeth.
They did. He looked his horse teeth. Of course they did.
Yeah. I don't.
He had a huge gap.
I know what Freddie Mercury looks like, but like, if I saw him on the street, if I if he was like a lot, like, you know what I'm saying? If I saw him on the street, I wouldn't know who he was. I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
That guy that played him looked like him. Plus, like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Way too heavy to play Freddie Mercury, but that's what he looked like. He had giant fucking horse teeth.
Yeah, he had
terrifying.
Huge teeth and like a big gap.
They were just big teeth?
They were just big teeth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he had like jacked up, like nasty teeth.
No, they were actually straight and white. They were just really big.
Didn't he
see, that's
gap?
What I was like. I don't think
he
had
teeth, didn't he?
I don't think,
front?
No, I don't think so.
I think
he did.
Well, we'll look it up later.
I think that's why they were like, oh, that's, you know, that's a thing. Like, if you have a gap in your tooth, it helps you sing, actually.
Yeah. So
Oh, that must be why I'm so good.
Yep. So the third episode was Anne Frank.
Oh, no.
That was the best one.
And let
one.
Me tell you.
Oh, no.
That was one of the fucking funniest things I have ever seen in my life. And I want to play a little bit of a game with you. Obviously, Hitler was there.
Of course.
I want you to just take a wild guess as to who played Hitler.
Oh, no.
Now, we will note that everybody in this roast, they were all Jews.
Yeah, in that episode, every single person there was Jewish.
Well, I mean, it's sure. also like comedy in Hollywood. God. They're all Jews anyway.
I mean, they made that joke so many times.
Oh, I don't know any Jewish actors, but...
Who would be the worst person to play
Hitler? Do you know any
Hitler?
Actors? There are,
I don't.
He does. Then you know, and I know Jewish
he knows,
actors.
And I know he knows this person.
Oh, yeah,
who's
for
the,
sure.
Who's the worst person that could ever play Hitler?
What do you mean? It was the best person to ever play Hitler.
Yeah. Oh, both. For your soul, it was bad. But for comedy,
no, for my soul, it was great.
I don't know. I'm bad with actors. I don't think I could guess.
I think you could...
Shit. I don't know.
Can I say?
I'm bad.
I'm going to play him a clip of this person.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Are you going to play the one I hope you're going to play?
No, because it starts off with not him.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
So let's see if this just starts off with his voice. Oh, no, I don't want to answer an ad. Go
away.
Why
do you not? Why aren't you logged into mine? I don't have ads.
Why would I be logged into yours?
My YouTube?
You know, I read
oh my God, Gilbert
that Hitler had a grandson who was a convicted child molester.
Yeah. Gilbert
Same
Godfrey.
Guy who did 50 Shades of Grey.
Yep, that's the video that I was going to play, but that starts off with a big introduction.
Holy shit.
It was so
Hitler?
Awesome.
He played Hitler?
Holy it was so God. Good.
That is the greatest
it
thing
was,
I've ever
It was heard. Fucking incredible. The yeah. way that he walked, he like shuffled around like an idiot.
Like a really old, like an old person.
Old too,
he's
right?
so small.
But he's always been small.
He's been tiny, but he's also yeah. getting really old.
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
got to be
he's
like...
He's in his 70s or something.
I yeah. think the thing that gets me the most about Gilbert Gottfried is that curious. When you like crack the glass on that is not his real voice.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah,
no. still that like not, life. I'm not okay with that. And I feel betrayed. I feel lied to. It's like I had a spouse that cheated on me and then slapped me with another the man that they were sleeping with.
He's 64.
That's actually
okay,
not,
he's
that,
not
old.
That old.
That's not as bad,
just,
but still.
Just based
actually,
off
that
of, like,
sounds about right.
The movies and stuff he's done, like Problem Child. I just yeah. felt like he would have been older. Like I thought he was.
What's
in his...
Problem Child?
All right. Anyway, this was one of the fucking funniest.
I don't know the movie, but
it's fine for me.
You don't know Problem Child?
I don't
no.
think so.
What fucking decade did either of you grow up in?
The 90s.
Exactly.
The
Problem Child
80s?
Is a staple of all of our childhoods.
No, right, I think I've made it pretty clear that The Mighty Ducks is the only movie
whatever.
I've ever seen.
I don't see movies, period. So you're SOL, sir. You're with the wrong group currently.
This is awful. Problem Child. I fucking cannot believe
it sounds
that
familiar,
of you.
But I God. Don't. Was that a Jim Carrey movie?
No, it was John Ritter. I know you don't know who John Ritter is either.
Why wouldn't I know who John Ritter is?
Because you've never seen Problem Child, and if you haven't seen Problem Child...
I've seen Three's Company!
Okay. I we're done here.
I put Problem Chili in and got a completely different result.
Oh, I've had some problems
with
chili.
You're going to talk to me because you've seen Three's Company, but you
I've
haven't seen Problem
seen
Child?
This movie.
What the fuck is wrong with you two?
Oh, looking at this poster, I've never seen this
Holy
before.
I've never seen this poster either.
I've heard of it. I've
is
definitely
like
heard
Dennis
of it, but like I don't know what
oh,
this
hey,
is.
Oh, hey, it's that racist it's, guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, Michael Richards. It's oh, Dennis the Menace, shame. But if Dennis the Menace was really, really, really evil, like he's a fucking
oh,
asshole. He's not just... Yeah, John Ritter.
John Ritter, oh man.
He just said it.
I wasn't listening. I was too shocked
yeah.
with...
It's like if Dennis the Menace was a really big piece of shit. That kid is a fucking douchebag.
Isn't he a piece of shit anyway? I mean, he just fucks with an old man next door.
That's true. So anyway, I don't remember what the fuck we're talking about. We really got
to We're talking about Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried was fucking amazing as Hitler. That whole episode was incredible.
That sentence I doubt you would ever think you would say.
Yep.
What's that... Rami Malek? Malek?
Rami
Malek?
Malik?
Rami?
Yes.
Rami Malek?
Okay,
he's
what about
in
him?
It.
When?
It? Wait. Do you know, I said his name, but you know what's really... You're going to hate me when I say who I was actually talking about, but my brain replaced with him.
Were you thinking of Jeff Ross?
No. I was thinking... I don't even want
to
fucking
you
say it
You have to
now.
Now.
Yeah, now you have to.
My brain did a goof and like swapped out their fucking faces for some reason, but it's actually I was thinking of Jaleel White.
So anyway, well, it's interesting because Rami Malek played.
That's why
Freddie
I
Mercury
got him in my brain.
In the movie.
That's why yeah, I got him in my brain.
But that had
brain.
Nothing to do with this. Yeah, Jaleel White was in two episodes, actually.
You know who that is?
I have no idea.
Urkel.
Urkel.
Oh, shit.
He played Nelson Mandela in the, I think it was the Martin Luther King awesome. Episode.
He's like one of the only nerds out of 90 shows that hasn't tried to stab someone
yet. Yeah, pretty much. Him and Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Those are the only two.
Did Dustin Diamond try to stab someone?
Yeah, he tried to stab somebody in a... at bar.
Oh, I didn't know
like
he tried
Christmas.
To stab someone. I did see I did see it when I was in high school.
100% fake, by the way.
What do you mean?
It was all
it
scripted
wasn't...
and shit.
Yeah, he doesn't,
oh,
he doesn't
I thought
actually
you meant...
have a penis.
I thought you meant that it was a prop penis.
It could have been.
So, like, what do you mean? They put a fake penis, a fake small penis on him.
Yeah, Jaleel White played Nelson Mandela in the Martin Luther King episode, which is probably the second best episode. And then he played...
Except for Obama's wig.
Yeah, Obama's wig was horrible. He also played Muhammad Ali. There was a Muhammad Ali episode. Oh, he did a really good job at Muhammad Ali. Nelson Mandela was fine.
It was hilarious.
It was funny. But he did a really, really good job at Muhammad Ali. And the lead singer from Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Homme, played...
Oh, shit,
he played Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole time I'm looking at him,
he's
I'm like...
He's a pretty awesome dude.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then they're like, oh, Josh Homme is Elvis. And I was like, that's who that was.
Yeah, he's pretty a fun dude. I've heard him on podcasts and stuff. He's a pretty nice dude.
Yeah.
That's so, a guy I would like to hang out with.
This is only, like, 6 episodes. It's on Netflix.
We binged it all, like, in...
Oh, we just binged. We were playing games, sitting up here, and just watching it on Netflix.
How long are the episodes?
It's like 20,
half an hour.
25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 to 2.5 hours.
Exactly. So it basically takes you like 2.5 hours. It's like watching a Marvel movie, but of that.
Yeah.
It's
the most fucked up shit in the world.
Yeah, it's well worth doing. It's not going to get a second season. I can tell you that
really?
Right now.
You think?
Definitely. It's just... That's the type of humor that's really funny.
I mean,
but does not have mass appeal.
Really? You think? Because Drunk History has like 10 seasons now.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Because it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, and it's funny, also, I don't know who's still watching it.
That's what I mean.
But like, it's a great show.
It was a funny novelty.
It's a great show. I learned a lot.
Drunk History or Disney
show? I learned a lot from Drunk History.
Well, because they actually go over the historical spots.
Exactly.
It just gets rougher around the edges as the episode goes on.
Yeah. It's really, really funny. And
what's the name of it? It's
historical Roasts.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Drunk History.
Drunk History. It's on Hulu.
Drunk anyway.
So if you like historical roasts, go listen to Drunk History.
Exactly.
And if you like Drunk History, go listen to or watch Historical Roasts.
Yep. All right, move on. TJ, what are you playing?
So me and Dom played some Rainbow Six Siege.
Hell yeah.
I think I talked about this game.
I'm already bored of this. This is not my kind of game.
4 years ago?
Is this the game? Wait, is this the game where you had to ban children?
We didn't ban children.
Yeah, you did. You were like, this is 18 and up only. We're going to be talking about our wieners while we play Rainbow Six because it's a gay game.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a game.
Yep, that's exactly how the conversation
and
went.
And you and TJ were like, only
so anyway,
18
TJ,
and up
there
here.
There's a subreddit called Gamers, by
nice.
The way.
Nice. That's, that's actually, that makes me really happy.
It is. It's something else. Rainbow Six Siege, never played
that.
It is one of the biggest shooters for tournament play right now. It's a Rainbow Six game. They've been around for
shooters.
It's been around for 25 years.
Oh, Rainbow Six,
yeah.
Something like that.
I think the first one was on like a PS1.
Yeah, and 64 is what I played it on.
Isn't that a Tom Clancy book?
It is.
Yeah.
This is Tom Clancy.
Rainbow Six.
I'm so fucking smart.
Tom Clancy he puts his name to a lot of games that Ubisoft makes.
Oh, Ubisoft basically is just
well
a Tom Clancy machine.
Yeah, more or less. And they just strap his name to everything.
Between Rainbow Six, The Division, Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell.
You said The Division, and I wholeheartedly thought you were going to say The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, The Da Vinci Code.
Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code by Tom Clancy.
That'd be a totally different book.
Which probably be good.
I'd watch the movie.
Tom Clancy and Ubisoft are just like one and the same at this point.
Yeah, more or less. He's dead, right?
Tom Clancy, yeah. He died a few years ago.
Yeah. That's Sad. Anyway, so this is a huge game. It's been out for 4 years, four years, five years.
Yep.
And we played a few Terrorist Hunt games, which is you have a team of five, you go in, clear a room, clear a house of terrorists, or...
Which
you,
terrorist organization is it?
It doesn't really say.
It's just generic terrorists.
It's they like even someone have, who takes
generic
like,
brown.
No, they even have helmets and masks.
Oh, you don't even know don't what even skin know what color they are.
Yeah. You're just shooting them.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it is.
That
nice.
Actually makes me happy.
And you're not just like U.S. soldiers.
I hope they're white.
You're a bunch of different. You know, you can be
they have,
U.S. armies. You can be like Russian. I think they have Spetsnaz. They have like a bunch of different.
I hope that you're killing... White terrorists.
Only white terrorists.
White American terrorists.
There is like a place that is like a white picket fence house, and I'm just like,
let's go kill this family in here.
So anyway, you can
do
bomb diffusions.
Well, little Timmy's probably building a pipe bomb.
That's
so.
True.
That's true. You can do bomb diffusions. You can do hostage rescues and stuff like that.
Or just guard the hostage.
You can do the other side where you protect the hostage from terrorists and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great game. I love it.
Yep.
The terrorists can't kill them if you've already done it.
True.
Seen it in game.
So we streamed this for about, I don't know, like 3 hours almost on Saturday night. It was quite a while. But it was our first in our many streams this summer, because we partnered with extralife.org, and we are streaming all summer for donations to the benefit of Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital in, I think it's in Valhalla, New York, or Harrison. It's in Westchester County, New York.
The same place where the X-Men live.
It is. They live at the hospital. That wasn't a mansion. That wasn't a school. It was just a bunch of sick kids.
God. It was just
they're all getting radiation treatments from all the fucking goo they like try to stick themselves in to get powers.
So we're going to be streaming all summer long for the benefit. And
Minecraft.
We are going to be streaming Minecraft at some point.
Yeah. The Sims.
If you want to, go ahead.
I always want to stream the
exactly.
Sims.
So go ahead.
You got to talk while you do it, though.
Yep.
That's fine. I talk all the time.
Yeah. So if you're interested in donating to sick kids, you can either find a link to Extra Life on our Twitch page while we're streaming. It'll be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to extralife.org and you can look for us. Or I think you can go to extralife.org/participant/generalfailurepodcast and...
That
you can find
work.
Us that way, maybe.
Or just put in Extra Life and General Failure Podcast
yep,
in
I'm
your
sure
favorite
come
search
up.
Browser.
Maybe you should have written down these links.
we were close enough.
People can find them.
Okay.
They have Google for a reason.
Just go to our Facebook. I've posted links. I've posted them on Twitter.
Or watch us live.
Edited to the Google.
Yep.
Google,
so we had some.
How do I donate to Extra Life or General Failure Podcast?
So we
question
some,
mark
question mark. So we had some interesting and funny things. I posted them on Facebook because they were too funny not to.
Yes.
There was the one time where the guy is rappelling and trying to get into the window, and I don't know who killed him. We all shot him. He died, and he just went limp on the line, and his feet are just dangling there in front of the window.
Well, on your screen, it was only one. For me, it was both windows.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, for me, it was both windows, and you just see legs dangling outside
yeah.
the window.
I just saw it from the window, and like it's funny, and I wanted to keep looking at it, but I had to barricade the window real quick so no other body else got in.
And then I shot openings in the window, and all I saw was the feet there.
That was great, and the other one that was great was...
When I trolled the shit out
yeah,
of the
guy. We're playing a... it was a protect the hostage, so you have five waves of terrorists coming to get you, and... it was the entire time from like round two. We were like, the guy made a hole in the wall so he could get around the house faster and protect more windows. And TJ's like, I'm gonna lock him in there. So we're like, all right, fuck it. Last round, lock his ass in there. So he goes in at the end of round four to start round five. And TJ just puts up an unbreakable barricade in front of it. And immediately the guy, TJ's character was named Rook. And immediately the guy's just like, what the fuck, Rook? And then TJ's dancing in front of the window. He's like, you know what? Fuck you. You don't get any healing anymore.
I died when because it timed so perfectly.
It was great.
Because I put it up and then went to the window and he turned around and just stared at the barricade.
That was so good.
It's a great game if you ever have a chance or if you ever like first-person shooters and like playing as a team. You can do this against just AI or you can play as 5v5 and you switch sides. Being terrorist and non-terrorist.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. There is a lot of microtransactions with the game.
Yeah, there
which
is.
Which can be a pain in the ass. and trying to unlock characters in the game also. It
takes a long ass time.
Yeah, it does. So if you want to play with just the normal characters, and it's also usually on sale too.
It was $12, I think, for the full thing.
And so you got like a weird pack. You got a bunch of characters I don't have. Yeah, I got a bunch of characters you don't have.
Yeah, I got a weird pack, and then it also came with like an extra like Ultra HD texture pack, which was like 31 gigs. And
that was like a 100 gig game.
Yeah,
so
it sure didn't look like
it
did anything.
Unless you have Dom's fucking internet of 100 gigs.
It took me 32 minutes to download
an 100
gig
like
game.
4 hours,
but how long does it still take to upload anything?
Oh, it's a lot quicker to upload things now.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It still probably doesn't match the same.
No, it's not even close. But my upload speed went from 7 megs a second to like 30, so it's about 6 times faster.
That's not bad.
So, you know.
That's actually only like 4 times, 4.0, a little bit faster.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, if you want to have some fun times, go play Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah. All right. Lauren, what are you playing?
I started playing Animal Crossing, finally.
Woo!
Woo. Which one is this?
I'm playing the only one that most people play nowadays, which is Animal Crossing New Leaf. I have like a lot of stuff here about Animal Crossing to talk about, because I wanted to learn more about the game, because I really started playing it like literally 2 days ago.
Okay.
And
is this your first Animal Crossing game?
Yes. I've never played it before.
Woof.
Playing it.
That's just like, no, Animal Crossing's been out for a long time. So
I know.
I've never played it either.
Like, I literally just bought it this week.
It's like a shittier Stardew Valley.
Right.
what Stardew Valley is based off of.
This game came out in 2012.
Damn.
I know.
You're a little bit behind. There's not new ones?
No, there's a new one that's been announced for the Switch. I just got announced at E3.
Yeah. There's not a new one compared to
that? I think New Leaf is the newest one out.
Oh,
well,
shit.
Well, if you wait, I'll tell you about it.
Touche.
It's described as a social simulation video game, and it's by Nintendo. It was created by Katsuya Eguchi. I don't know how to say that. I'm so sorry.
Gucci. Gotcha.
Gucci.
And you play as someone in a little village that you move into, and it's inhabited by a bunch of anthropomorphic characters.
Are you also an anthropomorphic
character? You are
you're
a
just
human.
The one weird human
you
every
are
town.
A human. And in New Leaf, you move into this town and you become the mayor of it.
Wow.
And actually,
so you
what's
move
funny,
a town full of animals and you're a human, you just become the mayor.
Well, what's funny is you get there and they're like, oh, you must be the new mayor. And you can either answer and be like, yeah, that's me, or you can be like, no, you're confused. And I answered like, no, like, what are you talking about? And then I got a letter in the mail that was said like from the actual person who was supposed to arrive and be the mayor. And that I guess they just didn't show. They were like, nah, never mind, son.
they're like,
good luck. So you actually,
so you get it either.
So
or.
They were expecting a new mayor, and you are the
a
person
competent
who showed
mayor.
Up.
So what happens if you say yes? Does that guy still not show up, or does he just show up and go?
No,
got
they're
the job
probably
already,
like, oh great, like we were expecting you this whole time. Blah blah. I don't know, but anyway, So the first Animal Crossing there's 4 different Animal Crossing games that have been released.
It's only 4? Damn.
Four main ones.
Oh, yeah. There's probably ones for...
There's a couple mobile games.
Mm, yep.
Sorry, Lauren's is probably going to talk about all this.
I am. I have all of this. They've been released on the Nintendo 64, the Nintendo DS, the Wii, and the 3DS, and now the newest one that they just announced at E3 or whenever is scheduled to come out for the Switch in 2020. And
they dropped 3DS like a fucking brick out of a window.
Yeah. And in total, they've sold over 30 million units worldwide.
That's not bad.
And the 3 spinoff games have been released as well, and they have some mobile ones also. Okay.
So I don't think the N64 one ever came out in America.
Was it just the Japanese?
I think it came just out in Japan, and then All right.
I will tell you about it. All
right. Sorry, go ahead.
Everyone keeps interrupting me, but I'm going to tell you about it. So, so I started playing it. One thing that I noticed is really unique about this game is that it plays in real time. Which, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So this game...
Which, if you've played Stardew Valley, is kind of weird, because...
Yes, because you can just go to bed and be like, okay, next day, when I'm done doing things, okay, go to bed next day. And that's actually one thing that so far that I don't like about this game, is that it plays in real time, because I'm like, all right, I guess I'm, like, when you're, like, done doing things, I'm like, okay, I guess I'll play tomorrow.
It's 4 even though I'm, like,
hanging out, wanting to play this game a bit. But, so, and, but it goes along with the seasons that you're currently in. It goes along with the time of day that you're in, all this stuff.
Which it probably goes by the internal clock of the system.
It does. So exactly.
You could probably just change that bitch.
You can actually
true, but
that.
Like, that's, cheat the game. That's ridiculous. Yeah, and but so, and it's all you do is basically you collect, you move into this town, you have a home that's being built from you, and you have to pay for your home, and you basically are going to be working to build up the town, essentially.
Okay.
And
so slumlord it up. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so essentially, yes, it is like Stardew Valley. And
except like in Stardew Valley, you just have your little shit box where with Animal Crossing, you have the whole fucking town to play with.
One thing that I think is interesting about it also is that like the way that you interact with people that live in your town can cause either for people to move out of your town.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're like really good with them, more people will move into your town.
I like that part.
I think that's interesting. Like the way that you change. The way that you actually interact with them does affect the the population of your town.
Which, if you find like assholes, you can just be like, ah, fuck, get
exactly.
Out of town.
So, the first game that was ever released is just called Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. It was originally only released in Japan for the Nintendo 64 in 2001. And then it was enhanced and released on the GameCube that same year. And
the
that version was localized and released in North America in 2002.
That's weird that they made the game for N64, made the game again for the GameCube in the same year. And then the next year after, they sent it out to...
Yeah,
North
I think
America.
They just ported it over to the GameCube. I don't know why they would do that, because the GameCube was out in 2001.
I guess
so
it's
like
if you make a 360 game, you port it, it got a version of it.
It's
in the
probably
Xbox One.
Different just for the fact of like that generation, like N64 was cartridge based, so you couldn't just like make it for both systems like they do now.
Yeah, that's true.
The other thing that I thought that they said that I don't really know what this is, and maybe you guys do, says that it was also ported to the IQ player. IQUE. I don't know what that
the
is.
The IQ player was, I think it might have been, I think it might have been in China or might have been in Europe somewhere. It was.
It does say China for the IQ player.
Okay, so it was like basically China banned video games at some point or something like that.
It was China doesn't have copyright laws.
Yeah, so
do whatever.
Well, Nintendo essentially made this another console called the IQ player that I think. It wasn't a console, it was like a computer. So you bought it and you just downloaded the games and played them.
Mm-hmm.
You like download them from just online. I think that's what the IQ was, if I remember correctly, but obviously I'm not
that Chinese. That was in 2006 at that time. Yeah. So that makes a lot
that
more.
Makes
that
sense.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
so then next, so that was 2001, 2002. In 2005, they released their second game, which was Animal Crossing World, Wild World. Which came out for came out for Nintendo DS November 2005 and December 2005 in Japan and North America respectively. It was the first game in the series to use the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection.
Which was fucking shitty.
And then it was later in 2016 this game was actually re-released on the Wii U Virtual Console. The third game...
Wow, is the Wii U that old?
Yes.
Fuck.
Well,
the Wii U came out in 2012, yeah.
Then in 2008, so this is only 3 years later, they came out with Animal Crossing City Folk, which was also known as Animal Crossing Let's Go to the City in Europe and Oceania. It came out on the Wii in North America in November of 2008 and in Japan just a few weeks later. And it was the first Wii game to utilize the Wii Speak, which allowed players to talk to each other during online gameplay.
That was a thing?
Apparently.
I don't remember that in slightest.
So,
I don't think I ever used that functionality in the slightest. Wait,
Wii Speak or on the Wii U?
Wii Speak.
It was on the Wii, though, or on the Wii U?
On the Wii.
Okay.
This is 2008.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I remember that or not.
Ever use that?
I remember it on the Wii U.
Had a speech thing.
I don't know. So they came out with these three games between 2001 to 2008, and then just 4 years later in 2012 they came out with Animal Crossing New Leaf, which was announced in 2010 at E3. That came out in November 2012, actually in Japan, and it didn't come out in North America until June of 2013.
Yeah, it's usually the dubbing.
Well, before that, they were all, the middle two games were within the same few weeks of each other in Japan and North America.
Yeah, it's weird how they port, to try to get stuff out of Japan is a fucking pain in the ass.
But there's some games now that come out in North America first.
Yeah.
And then come out in Japan.
It depends on what console.
Well, that's what happened with one of these, the third one, City Folk, came out in North America November 16th, and then Japan November 20th. And then for New Leaf in November of 2016, they released an updated version of the game called Welcome Amiibo, which is actually what I have, because you cannot buy regular New Leaf anymore.
Yep.
Oh, is it like
which is fine. It's the same fucking game. It just has Amiibo support.
Yeah, so New Leaf eventually got just an update that it was a free like DLC update that enabled Amiibo support.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, and then I guess it added new locations, items, and activities. And then the new game Animal Crossing New Horizons is set to be released in 2020 for the Switch.
I don't believe it.
And it's set on a deserted island, and that's what we know right now.
A deserted island.
Yes, desert island. Ooh, let's go there after the podcast.
That sound delicious.
So there's been a few spinoff games. There was Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer, which came out in 2015 for the 3DS, which was another simulation game where I guess you just designed houses or homes.
Sims?
Yeah, interior design or whatever. And I'll talk about that later. And then there was Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival, also in 2015, which was a party game for the Wii U. And then Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, which came out in 2017, which was a mobile game.
I remember that when that was released.
Yeah,
I downloaded it, never played it. Have been other apps, Animal Crossing Plaza, Animal Crossing Clock, Animal Crossing Calculator.
Oh, clock. I thought you said clock.
No, clock.
Oh, it's the
C-L-O-C-K.
It's the chicken and version.
Everything's a chicken.
Mostly, these aren't for like your phone. These are for like the DS and for the Wii U.
Gotcha.
So they said that these games, Animal Crossing is some of the best selling games for their respective consoles of all time. Again, selling over 30 million copies combined.
I have to imagine that on DS, the only things that would have outsold DS and 3DS, the only thing that would have outsold Animal Crossing would be like, are you going to say what's outsold it?
No.
Okay, I don't want to take that thunder from you. I'd have to imagine it would just be like
Pokemon. No, I don't have that, sorry.
Like Pokemon yeah. And New Super Mario Brothers. And probably.
And that dog game. Like,
oh, Nintendogs?
Nintendogs. Yeah. That probably outsold that.
I almost bought Nintendogs the other day.
I figured you would.
New Leaf on its
that
own.
That thing's got to look like shit now. Sure, that was a release title.
I don't know when this is from, but it says New Leaf, when these numbers were collected, had sold 12.21 million copies.
That's a lot, shit.
Which is their highest selling game. They also noted that 56% of people who pre-ordered Animal Crossing New Leaf were female. Many of them purchased the 3DS specifically for that game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the success of the game is attributed to adult women between the ages of 19 to 24.
It's kind of like it's like Minecraft, where you can just kind of like just check out mosey
on.
And play the game.
Yep.
And so, and one thing that's cool about this is obviously we've seen a lot of crossover from Animal Crossing to other games like Super Smash Brothers. We had the villager in it, and now Isabelle is now in the game also. And we also see the villagers and Isabelle in Mario Kart 8 DLC. Oh, and there is a specific Animal Crossing racetrack as well.
The Animal Crossing racetrack is cool because there's four different
trees
seasons.
Fall on you.
Well, there's four different seasons, just like the game.
Yeah.
So whenever you load up, you know, you might get summer, you might get spring, you might get fall, you might get winter, cool. And it's the same track, but it's, you know, a little bit different based
I'm
off the season.
I'm pretty sure it's actually based on what time of year it is for
no,
you.
No, it's not.
Because that's been my experience.
That would be weird.
No, I bet you if I played it like five times right now, I would get different ones.
Only one way to find out.
Yep.
So that's everything that I have on that. So I am enjoying it so far. When I moved into my house, this is also something I didn't know. It's like everyone talks about like how much, I'm sorry, no, I'm going on for a long time about this, but I wanted to be thorough and I was, I thought it was, I found it interesting. When you move into a house, you get, you have to give like a 10,000 bell, down payment, which is what they, use as currency, or bells. And,
God, that would suck to keep in your pockets.
Yep.
And then after that, you still owe 39,800 bells. So your house,
you bought a house for
costs 50,800 bells. And you just pay it as you go. You basically like upload into an ATM as you collect shit and sell it. And I'm down to it goes by really fast though. I'm already down to, I only owe 24,000 bells right now.
So this house is located somewhere in South Dakota. Clearly. For the price that you're paying
for
it.
Yeah. What's the bell to US dollar exchange rate?
Let's be clear here.
$5 there's a currency converter.
I'm sure there is.
It's one room and it's smaller than the room we're in.
Right. So
that's all we're getting.
In this area, a one room that's smaller than the room we're in is probably about 250,000 bells.
Bells? Yeah, probably. Yep. Dollars? I don't know.
Now they're gold bells. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
But I'll have to report back with how it's going. The other thing, this is so quick. I'm going to talk about it so quick. I'm so sorry. I am also playing The Sims. And,
oh, no.
Shocker.
What's today's date? It's
June 19th.
It's June 19th. On June 21st, The Sims is finally dropping their Island Paradise, I think it's called, expansion pack. And there's going to be mermaids. There's going to be dolphins. There's going to be just beach life. And you can build over water. That's really exciting. I'm really excited about this. And they also released some DLC, or some free DLC, which was... Pride content. Actually, it wasn't DLC. They did a patch.
An update,
and you got some fun. They put in like Pride flags with all different kinds of ones.
That'd
and
cool.
That made me really excited. And it was awesome. And The Sims is really great. Sims 4 is great still. Everyone should get it because it's like free right now.
Yeah. Side note on the Animal Crossing form. There's a guy who did about 8 pages worth of math. And it comes out to 57 bells per dollar.
Hmm.
57 bells per
dollar.
That's a cheap ass house.
That's a cheap ass
fucking
cheap
house. Ass house.
I'd buy that house.
Yeah, me too. I also wanted to put a side note because you were mentioning how well Animal Crossing was selling. As of today, Mortal Kombat 11 is the best selling game of 2019.
Fuck.
It has been the best selling game on every console month after month.
That came out this year?
Yeah, it came out like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Like, sure, why not?
Like 3 months ago. And it was the best selling at one point. I think through the month of either April or May, it was the best-selling game.
Hold on, let me look up the Sims sales records.
So it was the best-selling game on every platform. On Xbox, on PS4, on PC.
Oh, wow, that's shocking.
Yeah, and on Switch.
Because I can see it being the best seller because it does hit every platform.
Right. But
unlike
it was,
a lot of games.
But
right
it was
now.
The best-selling game for each of those platforms. And that's fucking crazy.
It's done really... It's a good,
solid
game.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I think it's great.
And it's one that people just go back to.
Yeah. Well, Mortal Kombat's a game that, like... Even through the bad years, it was still fun to play.
Yeah.
But then once it got good again, it was like, okay, this is good. And like, usually after 10 games, 11 games, it's like, all right, this is getting a little stale, but it's just getting better and better again.
Final Fantasy would like to talk to you.
You're going to tell me? No, because after Final Fantasy X, guess what? It sucked. It got stale for 4 games.
I think they focused too much on that online bullshit.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well, then 15 came out.
15's pretty good, but it's still not great.
Well, it's because it doesn't play like the originals.
Mortal Kombat 11 is great.
Yeah, it's
great.
True.
All right.
True.
Let's move on to nerd news. TJ, you got some news for us.
So, yeah, this is a company I talk about a lot. Rooster Teeth. They made Red vs. Blue. They currently make... they still make Red vs. Blue. They're on, like, season 16 or some
Jesus.
Shit.
They make it really difficult for hens to enjoy Conolingus.
That's true.
Yes. They make Ruby. They just...
That was so stupid. stupid. I'm so sorry.
they just did Genlock with Michael B. Jordan.
Who's Jen? And,
David Tennant also did a voice on Genlock as well. So apparently they've been cutting corners with employees lately, with Glassdoor reviews coming up as of late.
Oh, really?
Where the people are being promised full-time employment for contract people. They're being promised full-time employment. They've been getting promised, you know, extra benefits, or they're working a lot of overtime for no money whatsoever, getting these promises and not getting delivered them, which I had noticed months prior because there was a lot of contract work on their career site.
Yeah. That's never a good sign.
No, it's never a good sign. And they're also being exposed for being heavily involved with crunch time, which is a terrible thing right now in any
development.
Any technology company has. Yeah,
whether it's software development, games, movies, animation, like.
Yep. It's a bad it's a technology thing because it's a deadlines that are promised.
Well, I didn't
to
know
customers.
That they were based in Austin.
Yeah,
based now in Austin, I'm looking Texas. Up their Glassdoor.
So yeah, they had a bunch of workers that used to be there, contract workers as well, just kind of be like, hey, this is bullshit and this is bad, and it's mostly with their animation department because it's gotten so big because they have so many things going on at the same time. And the guy who used to run the animation department, Gray Haddock, he also is the head writer and creative lead for Genlock as well, on top of being the head of the entire animation department as well. He has stepped down from his position, saying that he's not running it effectively.
Clearly.
And that Rooster Teeth will be looking at their, you know, their employments and what they're doing wrong and try to correct it as much as possible. And they're part of a larger company.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be asking them to come in and be like, hey, we're looking to hire a new person to head the departments and stuff. One of the major complaints also was management, was that the people in management roles weren't management material.
Yeah.
They were hired there because they had a lot of experience in their career field, but had never had any manager material or experience. So that usually is a bad sign to begin with.
I'm looking at their Glassdoor page and it is really bad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of most of the reviews of the company are 1 and 2 stars.
That's not good.
And a lot of them, like, these are not made up things. These are like these are like essays.
Yeah.
These are, no one would sit down and write this if
because
it wasn't
this,
real.
This company
and
does
and
have
like,
a
no
nice.
No one would make that shit up.
Well, because it does have a nice facade. Like, the company has a nice facade where they're like, we have a ton of, you can take days off whenever.
They said that they
like
do
that.
Have catering on Mondays.
Yes,
that's
they
good.
Do.
That makes
so,
up for
I mean,
being whipped at work.
I was like, that's not bad.
I mean, they try to have a squeaky clean
image.
Facade.
Of course.
To, because they do have a younger audience as well. They try to be very upfront with what's going on in the company, but it looks like they ran into the issue of they expanded too large because they used to be, when they first started, there was 5 people in the company. Mm-hmm. There is now over 400 people in the company.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they were that large.
They are huge.
That seems to
and
happen.
And it's mostly the animation department.
Yeah, that seems
that's
to
what
happen
a lot of
with
the ones
a lot of
I
companies
was even,
like this.
I know you said it before, but when I was looking at them, they did say, like, this is specifically my department, the animation department. Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest
the art
one.
Because blah, blah,
they,
blah.
They have a lot of projects that are going on right now that end up in crunch. Yep. Mode where
it seems to happen with a lot of companies like this, though. Like, Game Trailers was kind of similar, too, where like they explode and they hire so many people and just end up
who's
like
the anime, like subscription
Crunchyroll.
Apparently, they got blasted as well.
Well, they got bought out by
Verve,
yeah,
I think, yeah.
And I guess it's a combination of they both got kind of railed too with crunch time, which is a big problem that's coming up and that people are trying to unionize so this doesn't happen.
Yep.
But also the problem was the guy who created the animation department, Monty Ohm, he created Ruby and created the entire department from scratch. He was a very I'm going to work until it's done and very, you know, I'll spend 30 hours, like
and
a,
he just
a 20
up
hours.
Expecting that from everybody.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. He passed away a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was, that does
like,
to you.
It, well, it was an unrelated. He had surgery and it, I think like the anesthetic didn't work well and he unfortunately passed away. He was only like 20 something.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus.
It was unfortunate, but he also had that kind of attitude of like, I want to work because I love this so much.
Yeah.
And I think it instilled.
Well, people who are passionate like that about it are not only like they have that sort of attitude, but they're also really good at inspiring others around them.
Unfortunately, it seems like this instilled in the entire department, which with say 200 people, you can't have that.
That's
and also
a lot.
When you only hire a ton of contract people and promise full time and then don't deliver. You're not going to get people on your side.
Yeah.
And I'm usually on Rooster Teeth's side with a lot of stuff. They're usually very apologetic with things.
I'm not.
And
roosters are always pecking and they hurt. True. And they do have teeth.
They do. Do they?
Yes.
Oh. I know they have claws. You gotta.
I believe so. Actually, they might. I know ducks have teeth.
So, I'm usually on their side, but for this one, crunch time is incredibly terrible in our community right now.
Yeah.
It's bad for everybody because the product suffers because of it. The people suffer because of it. Your company suffers. Nobody wins in this situation.
Yeah.
Now, there's always people that can do it, like Masahiro Sakurai. Almost died when he was making Smash Brothers.
Japan
Melee.
Has a real big issue with this because it's instilled
in
their
like all
culture.
Do die.
Yeah. Masahiro Sakurai would work for like 48 hours straight and then he would go home and sleep for 4 hours and then come back and work for another 48 hours.
That was
and he was
Monty.
Hospitalized.
Yeah, that was like, that was Monty Ohm, the head of the guy who created all this stuff.
Yeah.
He would sleep in the office.
Yeah. Like,
and when he was out doing stuff, he would complain that he wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he instilled that
that's
in
like
the company.
An actual psychological
it
issue.
Is. Yeah. It's dangerous because, again, like everything
like,
suffers
that's
for
like
it.
A sickness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Rooster Teeth brings in people that can actually manage.
Yeah.
And they're usually good with this kind of stuff, but I'm also worried.
Employee morale happens. Goes a long way.
Hopefully they cut down how many contract workers they're also grabbing as well.
That's never a good thing.
Yeah. That
well,
was
contract workers, you don't have to pay health insurance. So while you're paying them the same salary, maybe even a little bit more, it saves you money in the long run.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. I want to end the show with a little bit of Geek On, Geek Off, because you may not know this, but today, June 14th, June 19th is our 4-year anniversary of the launch of the podcast. Our first episode of the podcast came out 4 years ago today.
Shit.
I wasn't on that one.
You weren't on that one.
I was on like the next one.
You were on episode 2.
We're using mostly the same equipment we did back then.
We actually
this is my
are.
First
but
mic.
We did spend good money.
We did. We did it on purpose. I mean, we knew what we were doing, so we spent good money. The only thing that's different, actually, is we got some new cables.
Wait,
and,
you got a new mic.
I
got
a new
mic.
Mic.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing else is different.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
mean, the content and the way we do the podcast.
Well, we're also we're in
that
a different
was a sad.
We're in a different room than when we started.
So
we have an air conditioning.
Yeah, we have air conditioning now, which is great.
Remember that first summer?
Oh
that,
God,
was,
that
was
terrible.
That was rough.
So
I was sticky.
Ew, we would just be in there and we have to turn the fan off and we would just sit there and all sweat and try to be funny, but we're all sweating and gross.
So I'm
so rigid. Too.
I listened to episode
the room
one
was
today.
So small.
Oh, why?
Boy, were we awkward.
I wish you did episode 2. I don't know any of this.
We were talking very quietly.
Yep.
I don't know if that was a product of where we were. We were like, you could tell that we were a little bit uncomfortable still.
Yeah. I think
there
were
a lot of nerves.
Yeah. We were nervous. We were like talking quietly and like, it was, we were like fucking like WHUD, like Delilah in the morning.
Oh fuck.
No.
It starts
Delilah.
Off with CJ being like, welcome to episode 1 of the general. It was so like,
no.
And you're like, is he touching his penis right
probably
now?
Probably was. obviously we've heard good reviews about episode 2.
That puss.
Yeah. People said episode 2 was where we figured it out. And I
because
think that's a pretty good,
I think that sounds like,
because you were there?
Because, yeah.
I think that's a pretty good thing to figure it out after one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than like, 4 years later, we finally figured it out.
Yeah, we got there.
So I came up with some episode one trivia.
Oh, no.
Yay. I think I listened to this episode.
You probably didn't.
I didn't.
This is one of like the six episodes I've listened to.
Yep. See, you would be really good at this if you actually supported
like
your
one
own.
One or two episodes I've actually listened to, and then like the rest have only been when I edit them.
Yep. So this is going to be a time for you to remember what the fuck you said
4 years ago. Holy shit. I'm a different, totally different person now.
I'm ready.
All right. Here's your pen.
Oh, no.
I have 9 questions.
Oh, why am I an asshole?
So,
I have to write down, am I being quizzed?
Yeah, you are.
I want to play. Okay.
So, number one.
Dom's playing too.
Yeah. What was the name of episode one?
Fuck.
What's the options?
There's no options.
This isn't multiple choice? No,
the option is you write the answer down.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be multiple choice.
Why would it be multiple choice?
Because that's way more like. Easier. It gives us an. This gives
Have
us
you
a chance.
Any of these games, they don't make it easy for me.
No, I haven't played any of
I've
these
only
games.
Won one.
You know what, TJ? Like 7 out of these 9 questions are about you, so this is really easy for you.
You'd think.
Okay, got it. Okay, I got it.
Number 2. What was the first thing TJ talked about in the entire podcast?
Oh, God. I know 4 this.
Years ago?
I know this.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Oh, that's a long one.
She's getting it wrong when she could have had this answer right.
I put 2 options, actually.
Okay. Number 3. Okay. Just as a background, our first episode, we talked about E3 2015. That was half the episode. It was E3 week, so that was a good time to launch. What was TJ's most anticipated game from E3 that year?
Oh, no. 4 years ago?
4 years ago. 2015.
What's it? TJ's most anticipated game?
Yep.
That means it's an Xbox game or a PC game. What do you play?
It was Xbox at that time.
It was an Xbox?
I didn't have a PC then. Shit, I didn't have a PC then.
Were we living together yet? Yes, right?
Yes.
4 years ago?
I gotta think about where was I in my life?
In the gutter.
Well, if I was living with you, pretty much.
Well, you were in that Mega Pack one.
Yeah. I'm gonna just go with the same birds. Answer.
Yep. Okay. What was my most anticipated game of E3 that year?
4 years ago.
Okay.
Neither of you are gonna get this.
Really?
Yeah.
Solid shot.
I think you don't.
If it was.
I didn't even remember this. When I heard it, I was like, really?
Did
really
you actually
me?
Play the game?
I did actually play the game.
Oh, you actually bought the game?
Bought?
Did you play the
no.
whole...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't
game.
Own it?
No.
Oh.
Number 5.
Oh, fuck.
What was CJ's most anticipated game that year?
Fuck.
And I will tell you...
Is it a mobile game?
No. But I can tell you 100%. He has not played this.
Oh.
But we also knew then he was not going to play
it. I know what
it
is. Is it a PC game?
Yes, because he only plays on PC, so it makes sense.
He only has... The last one he bought was the Wii U.
Yeah.
I think. And he never plays that shit, because that shit sucked.
Okay. Number 6. Whose E3 conference was I most unimpressed with that year?
The whole one?
I'm going to give this a shot in the dark because...
I'm going to guess... Did Sony do one?
They did do one.
Oh, suck my ass! I knew it!
That wrong
they don't
for this year.
Yeah,
they
don't
know
anymore.
Wait. What are my options? Give me 3 options.
Okay, 3 options are Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
I'm going to say...
EA does it, Ubisoft.
No, I just wanted...
Bethesda.
One of those was the right answer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck.
Number 7.
You fucking idiot.
What was the segment we created that was abandoned very quickly?
Oh, shit.
Oh
no. Oh, crap.
I remember.
See, yeah, good. Write it down.
I don't. Fuck.
Oh.
Well, if you don't remember.
I know this.
You're not getting the next one.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
Number 8. What was our first topic for that segment?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Okay. think.
Okay, definitely got that one wrong, but fuck it.
Yep. And number 9.
Oh, fuck.
What was the catchphrase from that episode?
Oh, shit.
So the reason that I specifically said that a lot of these were related to you is because the name of the episode was something you said. The catchphrase was something different that you also said.
That doesn't happen often. How'd I conquer the first episode? Then it went downhill from there. Fuck. I don't remember any of these. This is a four years ago. Is
like,
ridiculous.
Like I told you, okay. you're gonna get zero on this.
Oh yeah, no, all right.
I'm ready.
Zero.
So,
do you want to hear our answers before you give us the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the name of episode 1, TJ?
It was First Come.
Nope.
Damn it.
Welcome to Night Vale.
No, it was Fantastically Sighted.
Oh.
Because we asked if everyone was excited, and TJ goes, I'm fantastically excited.
God damn it.
That's not funny.
I got that wrong.
That's why it's funny, because it was not good.
That's not good. All right.
Wow, what a dick.
What? It's not funny. You guys do way more funnier ones
now.
We
do, yeah.
That was 4 years, our first episode.
That's what I'm saying. You've improved a lot. Jeez.
Oh my God,
calm
you're
your titties.
Number 2. What was the first thing TJ talked about on the entire podcast?
Rainbow Six Siege.
No.
Damn it.
Warframe or Jessica Negri's boobs.
It was Warframe.
No! Suck it, TJ.
I told you were going to get 1 point.
I should have guessed.
All right.
When I saw that,
what
I was like...
What was it on Warframe?
Warframe was coming out, I think.
Okay, give me the next one.
No, not with 4 years.
You were telling us what Warframe was. That was your first, what are you playing?
Wow, that's the first time you explained what Warframe was.
The first episode.
And then you had to keep explaining
it
18 other times. Like, you guys
talk
shit.
Warframe is The Sims.
Exactly. I'm gonna say, you guys talk shit on how much every time I'm gonna come on the podcast, you're like, you can't talk about The Sims, Lauren. And then every time he's up here, every fucking week, he's like, guys, guess what I did on Warframe this week?
He's probably only talked about over the past 4 years, I would say less than 10 times you've had Warframe.
Yep. And it's only been big updates that have destroyed Twitch.
Through 184 episodes, it's probably been less than 10 Warframes.
I doubt that.
Percentage-wise, that's not terrible. All right,
what's the next question?
Number 3, what was TJ's most anticipated game from E3 that year?
I want to say The Division?
No.
Was it Warframe?
No.
It was not.
Fallout 4.
Oh wow.
That was 4 years ago?
That was 4 years ago.
That was only 4 years
ago?
Yeah,
I feel like that was
longer.
Like 7.
Nope. Fallout 4 was 4 years ago.
All right.
What was my most anticipated game that year?
Mario Maker?
No, I did mention Mario Maker, and I was like, I was like, at first I was but now that I've seen the gameplay, I really love it, and CJ was like, I don't like this game.
What an
idiot.
So
mark that down. CJ fucking hated Mario Maker.
I said Kirby?
Sucks. No, it was Star Fox Zero.
What?
Exactly.
I think I remember.
Never would have guessed
playing that at PAX.
I played it at Greg's and I was like, this is fine. We played a little bit of it. I was like, it's kind of making me sick. And I never bought the game. That was my most anticipated game.
Oh,
more
I
than
totally
Mario
know
Maker.
The next one though.
What was CJ's?
Windows 10.
I got it. I got this.
What?
Was it No Man's Sky?
It was fucking No Man's Sky.
I don't think he's ever played No Man's Sky.
I told you he hasn't played it.
How hard is your dick right now for my brain?
Like, it's like 2 inches instead of one.
You're so mean to me. Why don't you love me?
Windows 10 I put down because every time you play 3DS, it like if you grab like a Mii from someone else, it says what their most played game is, and it's usually settings. So that's why I put down Windows 10.
All right.
Which is also probably correct.
Are you looking at Google Docs and cheating?
No, my Aunt Lori texted me.
So, all right. Whose E3 conference was I most unimpressed with?
Well, I got it wrong, and I put EA.
I said Microsoft.
It was Nintendo's.
Nintendo's?
Oh, right.
Nintendo was my loser that year.
Shit.
Because
were you, like, so wrong?
Because Mario Maker.
They came out with Mario Maker. But that was it. It was Mario Maker and Star Fox Zero.
Oh.
And Yoshi's Woolly World was shown that year, too. And I like that.
I was going to guess Yoshi or Kirby because I can't remember which of those games came out with that year.
But the conference that year was just not that good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they also started doing more on their end.
Wait, no. Let's keep going. I know the next one.
What segment?
I'm really excited.
What was
the
segment that we created that we abandoned right away?
I put Bitches Please.
I know what it was.
What?
This Day in History.
Yes. It was on this day.
Oh, suck my dick, shit. TJ. I quit this podcast years ago.
Well, we threw the segment out and kept some of the, like, some of that stuff for a while.
A little
and
bit, then we dropped it. Then we dropped it all together.
Because it was mostly deaths, and that was just depressing.
I'm not on this podcast anymore.
I don't remember any of this shit.
And I wasn't. Yesterday. And I wasn't on the first episode.
So what was our first topic for on this day?
I put dildos.
It's not even a bad guess. I put, because I know that CJ was the one who would always gather this fucking information.
He wasn't. It was always me.
Was it? Because I feel like it was always dumb shit. Sorry.
You are not supported.
Not
that's
like
the word
dumb shit,
it.
But like really like nerdy stuff.
Well, that's also why we dropped the segment.
Was it Galileo?
No.
Okay. One time it was Galileo.
Yes,
it was.
I'm pretty sure that was CJ.
That's probably the only, because that's the only one I remember, and that's why I'm like, it was CJ. Who the fuck would want to talk about Galileo?
Our first topic was, at that point, it was the 27-year anniversary. The day that we recorded was a 27-year anniversary of the release of Ghostbusters 2. Which means
who the fuck cares?
Which means that we have just passed.
That's the one with the marshmallow.
Yeah.
No, the 31st anniversary.
The 30th anniversary. It was June 16th, 1989.
Damn. You said that it was the 27th anniversary 4 years ago.
So then it was the 26th anniversary. Whatever.
Oh, not whatever. You're the one who couldn't do 27 plus 4.
So June 16th, 1989. So it's kind of interesting that we're coming back to this now where it's been 30 years since Ghostbusters 2.
Ugh.
Fuck my life.
How long has it been since Ghostbusters 1?
That came out in 1980. No, not 84.
No.
Couldn't have been that long that between the two of those.
TJ
movies.
Doesn't know. He's never even seen a movie. 87,
86. I don't know.
Probably
but that was
around the time I was born.
Mm-hmm.
1936.
But it was interesting because one of the things that we talked about was the new Ghostbusters movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was coming out, and I said that I was interested in it. I was cautious about it. I have to admit that I was, I guess, somewhat wrong. I loved the movie. I thought it was great.
I love that movie.
I thought the movie was going to be generic.
It's not a good movie, but it's a fun time.
Exactly. CJ was also very against the movie because he does not like Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
And he thought that she was going to ruin the movie.
I thought she was
However,
funny.
One of my predictions was right. Chris Hemsworth was playing the Janine character.
Yep.
That was great. Okay, let's do the last one.
The last one was, what was the catchphrase of the episode?
First serve, because I put first come.
First come, first serve. Nope.
Damn. I said, because you said that TJ said it, I said, give me that dragon dick.
Nope. It was surprisingly not that.
Or so was it dicks. Red Rocket, Red Rocket?
That was it. It was.
Wait. Oh, I thought you were serious.
It was new is always better.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. Because
every single thing we talked about that was somewhat old, you're like,
can
that you sucks. I hate that.
Can you give me a quiz that is just like, please name all of TJ's catchphrases? Because I could do it like that.
There's not a lot of them.
Okay, ready? Ready? Boo! I'm breaking in. Cheer, boy. New is always better. I love Warframe.
He does say that a lot. Just everywhere we go. I love Warframe.
Fuck you, bitches.
Probably that too.
No, it's fuck you guys. You say that a lot.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. And I'm gonna fucking slap you.
That is fun.
I said that once to you today.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay. There's definitely more.
There's a lot more.
TJ, that's actually one of the things I really love about being your friend is that you are a good friend who just like has so many like fucking hilarious catchphrases.
You have
straight up catchphrases and it's just great. I wish
I should have been on a Friends episode.
You should have been.
Yeah, maybe then you would have a friend.
Oh!
Got him.
So 4 years.
That's depressing. 4 years.
Why is that depressing?
It's 4 years of my life.
Are you kidding me?
I'm never getting back.
But now you have 4 years of like fun recorded conversations
cherished
with your friends.
Show to your kids and be like, this is when your dad was a dumbass.
No, don't share. Actually, your kids might, not your kids.
Not
you're not having
kids.
Cats don't understand English.
Our kids might find it boring one day.
But this is what everybody says they're going
to
do.
When you'd go to show them, they'd be, what, 10, 12 years
old?
No,
you got to show your kids when they're adults.
And they're gonna
when they'll care.
They're going to say, oh, Warframe is that old? I'm still playing that shit.
Yeah.
Wait, TJ's cats are going to say that? Because our kids aren't going to play Warframe. Because like, unless we adopt TJ.
They'll be like, you played on a mouse. You played on a console. It's probably going to be their aunt. Like,
probably. Yeah. What's a console?
They're going to be like,
what's a controller?
I have this chip implanted in my brain so I can just play video games on my eyeballs.
That might be it.
My kids are going to have chips implanted in their brain so I can buzz them and fucking shock them if they get out of line.
That's not funny.
It was funny.
Right, I'm going to get one of those for you.
Okay.
Me and Dom just got kinky. We're going to get shock collars for the bedroom.
Yep.
Those hurt.
But I feel like, all right, at some point, everybody, get a shock when they're talking with their friends, is like, we got to record this. Something like that. Like, we actually did it.
Yeah.
And like, and we've been 4 years.
Continuously doing it.
Yeah.
I think
and
it's
we
great.
We made some good friends along the way.
Yeah.
I've suggested you guys give up so many times and no one listened to me. And here you are 4 years later.
I mean, that's a general thing that we do.
Not listen to me.
Yes.
Yep. And get told to give up by you all the time.
Maybe this isn't working out. Yep. Are you happy?
All right. So that is all for us this year. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com.
It's only June, you idiot.
Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at genfailcast. Like
Tom
and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And if you like what you've heard from us over the past 4 years, consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It will help spread the word. And reach out with any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, and we will discuss them on air.
I will also spread you out if you leave a review.
Ew, sure what will. The fuck?
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.